News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
As I mentioned a couple of seconds ago, the measure of packages, that or the package of measures rather, that is coming from the government to deal with energy costs and try to alleviate the pressures, there's calls from Social Justice Ireland to support households in specific ways, like, for instance, EV supports for those in rural areas. Merlin Lynch, who's an energy economist and senior research officer with the ESRI, has been crunching some numbers on the proposals. We'll talk to her in a second. But first, Michelle Murphy is research and policy analyst at Social Justice Ireland. Michelle, give us the headlines of what you're looking for.
Good morning, Anton. Yes, so I suppose we welcome the longer term structural measures that the Taoiseach and Minister O'Brien have been speaking about, you know, in terms of the shift to electrification for transport and heated energy. So I suppose along with those long term measures, you need some near term supports for households to help them transition. So I suppose three things we've been looking at. First is in terms of electric vehicles, beyond the large scale investment and modal shift in public transport and reduced public transport, you need to look at those high mileage users, particularly in rural areas, and how you support those users who basically are car dependent households. They don't have the option of public transport available to them. So move those to electric vehicles, and particularly lower income rural households. So with a graduated grant system running from €10,000 to €3,500, looking to support our smaller EVs, and then reinstating, I suppose, the EV home charging grant was reduced a number of years ago, to reinstating that to where it was. Then in terms of energy efficiency at homes, the Taoiseach mentioned heat pumps. So how can you support some lower income households and households do it on a more manageable basis? So on a step-by-step basis, looking at a building renovation passport scheme that would follow the owner through the process. And if the home changed hands, it would also follow the home through that process, which can be a lot more manageable for people. And then finally, you mentioned, Anton, I suppose, looking at what we're incentivizing and what we're subsidizing. And at the moment, fossil fuel subsidies are double the subsidies for environmental or renewable energy projects. So, you know, we need to have a realignment there, because our tax policy should be supporting our social and our environmental policy. So is there space there for government, without raising additional levies, but to just rebalance those subsidies and make sure we're subsidizing the right things, that we're subsidizing renewables rather than fossil fuels?
Now, as Austin Hughes pointed out earlier on, one of the tricky things in this area is trying to find very tailored solutions, mm-hmm. when often you can have people living in same areas but living very different lives. If you take, mm-hmm. for instance, the EV thing, how do you find out which people are high mileage users? Because the fact that you live in the countryside does not necessarily, mm-hmm. mean you are one.
No, it doesn't. But I suppose if you look at what government policy is, if you're trying to, I suppose, reduce emissions, people in urban areas should have, and to a large degree do have, access to public transport. So you need to look at improving that transport so it connects for a start, that it's affordable for people, that it's attractive to people. In terms of those users that aren't close to public transport, and you know, we've had the All Ireland Rail Review, etc., it's going to take a long time for some of the proposed public transport elements in the National Development Plan and in that review to be put in place. And in the meantime, you need to incentivize those car owners and car users to move to electric, okay. vehicles. So you need to look at designing a scheme, I suppose, based on location, but also based on income, to also make sure that you're not subsidizing households who can afford to make the change. And at the same time, lower income households who should be making the change aren't being supported in the way they should be.
Michelle, thank you very much for your time. Michelle Murphy, research and policy analyst at Social Justice Ireland. Muireann Lynch is with us, energy economist and senior research officer with the ESRI. Muireann, I suspect that when you try to actually create schemes that are as subtle in their tailoring to individual need as Social Justice Ireland is aspiring to, it can get quite tricky. Is from what you've seen of the suggestions herein, is it practically deliverable?
I mean, there's a number of suggestions here. I think some of them, I think there's a lot in it, really. On kind of tailoring grants and stuff, that's something that we recommended in a paper that we wrote last month, looking at the evidence around residential heat decarbonisation. Now, it wasn't looking at EVs, but certainly you do have this problem where there are some homes that will do things like retrofit a heat pump, invest in an electric car, and there are some homes that won't. And it's a question of trying to differentiate between those different types. And the literature actually is it suggests that it's really difficult to differentiate those houses from each other. Finance is really not the main thing. Of course, if you can't afford these investments, then that is going to be a barrier. But even amongst households that can afford the investments, there's no obvious way of saying who will and who won't invest. It doesn't seem to correlate with things like family status. It doesn't seem to correlate with things like whether you have an elderly person or children in the home, anything like that. It really seems to be more of a personality thing. Some people are willing to make these investments and others aren't. However, I do think we could at least try to do a bit more work to see, well, can we identify and better target these grants? Because at the moment, it is one size fits all, which isn't super working. Because we're just not seeing the uptake that we need to see in order to hit the kind of targets that we've set for ourselves.
Muireann, thank you. Muireann Lynch, Energy Economist and Senior Research Officer with the ESRI.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.